And we want to continue our look now at the revival of streetcars across this country. Yesterday, we spoke with a city planner in Tucson, Arizona, which launched a new streetcar system over the summer. She was in favor of streetcars. That is one of about a dozen U.S. cities that are banking on streetcars to revive and attract business in their downtowns. Today, a different perspective from Yona Freemark. He's a regional planner with the Metropolitan Planning Council. That's a nonprofit in Chicago. And he's author of the blog Transport Politic. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, why do you think that there has been such a resurgence in streetcars all around the country?
Well, about 20 years ago, some planners in Portland, Oregon started talking about the importance of improving the transit that they had available in their downtown area. And what they decided to move on with was a streetcar system, which they funded in part with local money. And people from all around the country came to Portland and they saw this streetcar and they saw it as this model for how a downtown could really become a reinvented place. And they saw the streetcar as this vehicle of resurgence. But what really happened to make the streetcar resurgence happen so dramatically over the last few years is that the Obama administration started providing direct federal funding for projects like streetcars.
And you think that's a bad idea?
Well, I don't necessarily think that streetcars are bad in themselves. What really matters is how they're implemented. Like all transit, we need to make sure that our public transportation is reliable, frequent, comfortable, and fast. The fact is that streetcars that have been implemented all over the country simply do not achieve those things because they're stuck in traffic behind cars.
So cities should be doing what instead?
Well, what a really good idea that we've been implementing in Chicago is something called bus rapid transit. And effectively, it allows cities to improve their bus services by giving them a dedicated lane, by giving them nicer stations, and by allowing the buses to move more quickly down the street. But I also think that we can implement streetcars that are more effective by giving them the same benefits. We can give them dedicated lanes. We can make them so they don't stop as frequently. Those improvements can make streetcar systems far more effective.
Well, and one of the things that we were told by the people behind the Tucson streetcar project, which is very new, is that businesses liked the idea that there was a dedicated line, that they knew that this streetcar was going to be in place for a long time. It wasn't a bus route that you could put in place and take away the next year. It was going to be there. And that business did very well in the area of the streetcars, probably just because it's cute. It's quaint. It makes the city look, charming.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the things that people saw in Portland. They saw the city that had gotten a lot of new businesses, particularly because of the streetcar. And we're seeing that in cities like Tucson as well. The issue in my mind is that we need to make sure that not only do we get this sort of cute transportation that people like to see on their streets, but we also get a type of transportation that's useful for the people who are actually using it. And the fact is that if our trains are stuck behind traffic, like in many of the cities where streetcars are implemented, people aren't going to find the streetcars very useful, and they aren't going to be very useful for getting from your job to your home.
What do you say to people who say this is the way to raise property prices, that businesses are very happy with the streetcar coming through? It raises their property values.
Well, I think there's a lot of evidence that most types of public transportation that is effective and reliable can actually raise property values and property taxes. You know, this is found all over the country. In places like Chicago and Boston that, frankly, haven't invested very much in expanding their transit system for decades, we see the property values around the transit stations being 20 to 40% higher than the property values further from transit stations. So any type of transit, when you invest in it, can really make a difference in terms of making your city a more productive and a more valuable place to live.
Do you think that streetcars have kind of become the halfway point between actually digging a subway and putting the train underground where you wouldn't have to stop behind traffic in the street and a bus system? It's a little bit more than a bus system, but it's less than a subway.
Yeah, and I think that that's a very, very good description of why streetcars have been so popular. In a way, they're a technology that smaller cities and even a lot of medium-sized cities are able to implement without the cost of building a subway like we have in places like Boston or New York, but which is seen as somewhat something of an upgrade over the buses that most cities rely on.
Well, what do you think of the system that you have there in Chicago, which is, as we know, famously the elevated train, the L? It's not a streetcar because it is up on its own track, but it's not underground.
Well, one of the great things about the elevated system that we have in Chicago is that it's entirely separated from the street. And that means that it travels pretty quickly through the city. And, you know, that's one of the reasons something like 700,000 people a day use the L system. It's a wonderful, wonderful technology. Now, you know, in Chicago, we don't have the world's greatest concentration of resources, and we can't spend a ton of money building new L lines everywhere. So that's one of the reasons we've looked to making our buses more effective. And, you know, streetcars have been looked at as well. But it's really important that they be integrated into the system as a whole, because one of the things that we need to understand about transit, you know, streetcars or elevated systems or subways, is that they're all reliant on the system as a whole. You know, if you're getting from one place to another, you may not be able to take a streetcar or an elevated train all the way there. You might have to transfer to a bus. So we need to make sure that our systems are very much integrated and you can transfer between different technologies very easily.
So what would you tell people in, let's say, Washington, D.C., which is going forward with a streetcar, or a place like Tucson, where they're very happy with their new streetcar system, at least the planners are?
Well, one of the things I would like to say is that, you know, it's great that cities like Tucson and Washington are investing heavily in their transit systems. That's indicative of a change in mindset. We've had decades in which most American cities have invested the vast majority of their resources into their road systems instead of their transit systems. And seeing those cities choosing to invest more money into their public transportation, even if it's in the form of streetcar, is really a positive sign for the future of our cities in general. But in terms of what Washington and Tucson can do better, I think certainly they can say, if we're going to build this streetcar line, we're going to give it its own lane in the street. We're going to make sure that it goes quickly down the street. And we're going to make sure that not only is it an economic development tool, but it's also a transportation tool.
Do you consider the Portland system to be a success? And if so, why hasn't that been able to be, in your view, imitated around the country?
You know, I think the reason that the Portland system is a success to some degree is that it's attracting 17,000 people a day to ride that system. And frankly, that's a huge achievement for a city the size of Portland. But the reason that it's been able to achieve that really says more to do with the values that the city of Portland has undertaken in terms of land use, in terms of development downtown, in terms of the concentration on making walkable communities, than it has to do with the streetcar specifically. And that's something that's really important to remember about transportation. Transportation is just one side of the equation. We have to understand how we build our houses, how we build our offices, because those things relate directly with how people interact with the transportation system. And in Portland, they've decided to concentrate on building a nice downtown with a lot of activity, with a lot of things to do, and a lot of people living and working there. As a result, people use the streetcar system. And I see those two things as directly interrelated.
Yonah Freemark with the Metropolitan Planning Council in Chicago. He's also the author of the blog, The Transport Politic. Thanks for joining us, Yonah.
Thank you very much.